The study included 200 male inmates from prisons in Rhode Island, Mississippi, and Wisconsin. All of them had taken part in a previous study testing the effectiveness of a safe sex educational program for inmates designed to reduce their risk of spreading or contracting sexually transmitted diseases such as hepatitis or AIDS after their release. Half of them reported using drugs while in prison, and 17% reported having consensual sex, almost all with women and usually without a condom. The report's author, David Seal of the Wisconsin Medical College's Center for AIDS Intervention Research, says there's growing evidence that both condom distribution and needle exchange programs in prison can help protect prisoners and the communities they return to.
Both guards and people that were incarcerated, you know, did not report increased security or physical threat, you know, to the condoms. And there are several programs in Europe that have shown, you know, that you can safely have needle exchange, methadone treatment programs in prison settings, and that that leads to, A, reduced substance use, and B, safer substance use.
A legislative committee in Illinois just rejected a bill that would have put condoms in state prisons. Opponents claimed it would encourage rape. But Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and the state of Vermont are all running condoms in prison programs that appear to be working. There are no proposals to try it in Wisconsin, where prison officials say they agree with critics of the Illinois proposal. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.